Blog Talk Radio.
Nah, I'ma pop out with the gang if I see war coming. Them niggas not my blood, but them niggas my mud brothers. Cause they was there with me when I ain't had none. They showed me loyalty, I ain't had to ask for none.
I was by myself, I was down bad, you never helped me for real. Where was you at when I was in the field? Toting that still, only headshots around that corner, we gon' kill you for real.
These niggas claiming that they killers, but they bluffing for real.
I was by myself, I was down bad, you never helped me for real. Where was you at when I was in the field? Toting that still, only headshots around that corner, we gon' kill you for real.
These niggas claiming that they killers, but they bluffing for real.
I'm feeling so many changes, my body feeling numb. I didn't have you on my side, you know that I ain't have a crumb. I was down bad for real, bitch, you know I was a bum. On the come up, we finna come up, we gon' make it out the slum. All I had was fake friends, try to come around and shake my hand. Pussy niggas ain't official, I'm just tryna get some bands. I remember on the block, them niggas claim they was my friend. All my niggas riding with me and we cruising through the city. Got them blickies on me if a nigga wanna get up with me. If you see my brothers and we go forever, get them stitchy.
I'ma pop out with the gang if I see war coming. Them niggas not my blood, but them niggas my mud brothers. Cause they was there with me when I ain't had none. They showed me loyalty, I ain't had to ask for none.
I was by myself, I was down bad, you never helped me for real. Where was you at when I was in the field? Toting that still, only headshots around that corner, we gon' kill you for real.
These niggas claiming that they killers, but they bluffing for real.
I was by myself, I was down bad, you never helped me for real. Where was you at when I was in the field? Toting that still, only headshots around that corner, we gon' kill you for real.
These niggas claiming that they killers, but they bluffing for real.
I said that you was my nigga, so nigga, it ain't no leaving. Mama said I can't trust you, I said she tweaking. But then you did me dirty, and that shit, it left me speechless. It's a cold, cold world, I swear to God, my heart is bleeding. You said you my bro for life, yeah, that's what you told me. I can't believe what people say, yeah, you gotta show me. I was balling on that court, now a nigga in the nosebleed. But this shit is kinda crazy, cause you're supposed to be here with me. But somewhere down the your heart got so heavy, thinking to myself like, why the fuck my little homie hate me? You was telling all these bitches that you wanna play me, but that shit get back to me, and that shit so crazy. Now I'ma pop out with the gang if I see war coming. Them niggas not my blood, but them niggas my mud brothers. Cause they was there with me when I ain't had none. They showed me loyalty, I ain't had to ask for none.
I was by myself, I was down bad, you never helped me for real. Where was you at when I was in the field? Toting that still, only headshots around that corner, we gon' kill you for real.
These niggas claiming that they killers, but they bluffing for real.
I was by myself, I was down bad, you never helped me for real. Where was you at when I was in the field? Toting that still, only headshots around that corner, we gon' kill you for real.
These niggas claiming that they killers, but they bluffing for real.
What's good, what's good, what's good? It's your boy B-Trey with OG Radio. OG Presents OG Radio. Let's talk Tuesday. I just had to say that shit twice. It sounded funny as hell.
It did.
It's your boy B-Trey. Yeah, I saw it like radio. What the fuck? But it's your boy B-Trey, my man T-Rail. And it is Let's Talk Tuesday. Today we are talking about rappers who sound alike and rappers I feel aren't in the category. I'm saying if y'all heard talk, if y'all heard from them last week, y'all heard us talk about it a little bit. Saying we're gonna be talking a little bit about that today and playing some of the hottest hits from the underground. And at the end of the show, I got an announcement to make. I ain't even tell T about this, but I got an announcement. We taking steps. Fuck it. All right, you want to start first? I mean, you got your two people that you was comparing first.
Yeah, I'm picking up. I'm picking up where I left off when I was talking about right. Eminem and Kendrick Lamar.
I was hoping you did. Go ahead, bro.
Of course, man, of course. The way that they can transition their rhyme level is mm-hmm. amazing. I can only see it with just between them two, you know. They're very complex. Their rhyme scheme is so complex to me. And it's like the level of wordplay that they use within whatever rhyme, whatever verse, is amazing. You know, those are the only two I can really compare when it comes to stuff like that. Before Kendrick, you know, you had Eminem when the style that he rapped. Like you said, it was kind of weird, but it was like a weird good way, not like a weird bad way. It's like, oh, you know, it's kind of iffy. Like, nah, shit that he said, the way he put it together, it's fucking amazing. Same thing with Kendrick. They have their own, to me, they have their own unique style. And for them to, it's similar to me. I can't really say that it's different because even though all those unique, it's unique for both of them to the point that they sound similar to me.
I just can't. Now though, my rebuttal on that one, it just leads into my two. So you saying that M and Kendrick sound alike? I don't think so. I think Kendrick Lamar sounds just like, well, matter of fact, I'm going to say this artist sounds just like Kendrick Lamar. J.I.D., bro. J.I.D. and Kendrick Lamar have the exact same flow. I feel like J. Cole didn't have that much access to Kendrick Lamar to have him hop on the tracks like he did. So he went and signed that motherfucker. He went and signed somebody just like him. Jid is cold. Jid sounds just like Kendrick Lamar. You can look at any, you can click on it. It's not just one song. All of them sound just like, okay, like it sounds like if we knew Kendrick Lamar had a ghostwriter in, but we didn't know who it was, and then Jid came out, boom.
That'd be check him out. I'd have to listen to a little bit more of him.
You ain't hit Drainville?
I only listened to like a couple tracks, not even all the way through, just to skim through. You know, when the first stuff come out, you kind of skim through the album to see how, you know, the vibe did. That's all I did. I didn't really listen to nothing.
Okay. You got to tone down to that.
I'm most definitely J.I.B., right?
J.I.D., Jiddy, Jid.
J.I.D.
It's J. Cole's artist.
Okay.
And he's blowing up, bro. He's making a big-ass splashy. Like, for real,
better,
for real.
For the noise that you're making right now. I fuck with him.
Yeah, that's my man. Like, Aki, that's what I fuck with him. So,
okay.
Let's take a little quick time break, play a couple of songs, and let's get back to another couple. You're gonna go ahead and give me your next one, all right?
Gotcha.
Matter of fact, give me the two right now so I can think about my rebuttal. So right after.
So
who the two?
It's actually more so the artist, but the structure of. I got Quality Control Music and Cash Money Records / Young Money, all of them collectively. So I got that group against the other group. That's my next two.
Okay, we're gonna talk about that. Let's see. All right. What you say? So you talk about QC, right?
Yeah.
Okay, I got to look who all on that label real quick. Okay, I'm gonna play something real quick. Play a couple of tracks and then we're gonna get back to this.
Yeah. Scooch.
Trap nap, now I'm back at it. I'm addicted to the trap, I'm a trap addict. All I know is trap, I got a trap habit. Took a trap nap, now I'm back at it. Trap nap, now I'm back at it. Took a trap nap, now I'm back at it. All I know is trap, I got a trap habit. Took a trap nap, now I'm back at it. I'm back at it, got the trap jumping, since a baby been in love with that cash money. Can't nobody out trap me, I'm a trap junkie. You can't whip it like I whip it, you a crash dummy. No, I ain't got no Snapchat, absolutely no recording where I trap at. And actually in the studio and that's the trap exact. All my traps doing number, check the trap stats. Yes, I'm always on the grind, nigga. Playing games, I ain't even got time, nigga. Hating is a crime, nigga. Man, you better stay the fuck up out of mind, nigga. I got what you need. I keep though. Trapper of the year, yeah, that's me, ho. I don't never sleep. I blink slow. That's a trap nap, bitch, if you ain't know. Trap nap, now I'm back at it. I'm addicted to the trap, I'm a trap addict. All I know is trap, I got a trap habit. Took a trap nap, now I'm back at it. Trap nap, now I'm back at it. Took a trap nap, now I'm back at it. All I know is trap, I got a trap habit. Took a trap nap, now I'm back at it.
Woke up looking like I sold 50 bricks. I lost a million on the Falcons, but they missed the shit. Talk nasty to your chick, cause I'm filthy rich. I had to text her baby daddy, come and get the bitch. Call me East Atlanta Santa on my business shit. Put that Rolls Royce truck on my Christmas list. I try to make her snort it all, I need a witness, bitch. I'm serving so much lean, you lose your kidneys quick. I woke up in a dun, then I jumped in a Wraith. Next time I piss in a cup, I'm throwing the shit in their face. I'm trying to run the money up while I'm still standing in place. I went to sleep in the A, but I woke up in L.A. Scooch!
Trap nap, now I'm back at it. I'm addicted to the trap, I'm a trap addict. All I know is trap, I got a trap habit. Took a trap nap, now I'm back at it. Trap nap, now I'm back at it. Took a trap nap, now I'm back at it. All I know is trap, I got a trap habit. Took a trap nap, now I'm back at it.
In the white tee.
Damn thing funny. Pull up on a nigga, hit his ass.
in the tummy, with a tummy, and a whole of honey. Pull up, my nigga, you know we don't play. FaceTime, fuck nigga, grade. I be the nigga that's taking the yay and rolling around with the K. Gripping the stick and I'm making a move. Nobody move, niggas get blues. I'm blowing a fuse and letting them loose. Some 7.62s is coming for you. Hey, tryna make a million ticket? Yeah, a nigga gon' get that dope. Nigga, ship it and it, get it. Spraying out the window, bulldog, 4-4. From the get go, it's 10 though. Make a short nigga get low. No pretendo. Acting like you will, but you won't. We'll pull a kick though. Peel a nigga face off and pull off. Oh yeah, it's real, dawg. Nicholas Cage, the way my young niggas face off. Every day get knocked off. My squad days, them little niggas ready to kill. Shoot a snitch right in the grill. I fuck with young niggas that thuggin' for real. Pull up by that dollar bill. Making a move and toting the cake. Chasing the cake, making a way. First for the 8, can pull up today. The way I pull up, I'm ready to spray. Hey!
Pull up on a nigga with the stick out. All my niggas whacked out. Get your niggas whacked out.
Whacked out.
Pull up on a nigga with the stick out. Let it go block.
Just leave it to me. Go 223s is chopping down trees. My niggas whacked out. Buck wildin' and vibin' every time we sliding. Fuck niggas go to hiding when bullets they start sliding.
Pull up.
And I bet you won't leave. You fucking with me?
With me?
These niggas assist. You know my pull up game a bitch. Click time over. It's war time, soldier. Moving like a King Cobra. I don't know ya. You getting fucked over. Pull up and I'll show you. You niggas is playing around, we spraying around. No circus, but all of my niggas is clown. We pull up and hop out on niggas right now. And leave them face down, cause he's underground. I want it, I pull up and get that. Hit a nigga in the face with a Big Mac. Get back, do you pussy niggas get that? Break a nigga ass off like a Kit Kat. Yeah.
Yo. We are back for OGUT Presents OG Radio's Let's Talk Tuesdays. And before we got into the music, my man said that Young Money and QC, Quality Control, if y'all just don't know, Quality Control Music, we're going to go ahead and say the whole label name. I have to look that one up. But I don't see no comparisons. I see a Nicki Minaj, but I don't see nobody else.
It's more so not more so the artist, it's the structure of the company and how they're ran is similar in my opinion. Even though I believe it was one of the Migos that they the New Age Cash Money. One of them said that shit. And then,
I mean, they can be Cash Money.
You know what? Well,
they
yeah,
can't be
know,
Young Money.
More so like Cash Money. Like it started with Baby and Slim, then you get all these artists. It started with Pierre Thomas and Coach K, and then they got all these artists, you know what I'm saying? So back then, the biggest artist was what? Juvenile, fucking Turk and them. And then Lil Wayne was on the ride. And then now over here with QC Music, they got the Migos, Lil Yachty, Lil Baby. You know what I'm saying? They even got the fucking City Girls. I was like, what? All that ratchet shit. They belong
to the think about it, bro. They don't got nobody else.
No,
they don't.
See, they actually have a long lineup,
bro. I'm looking at their lineup right now. They got Migos, Yachty, they got Baby, they got Marlo. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Marlo.
Now, I mean, they got City Girls. Who said who?
Stephon Don. She's decent. She out here.
Oh, okay. I ain't never heard of
her. Cardi B is technically signed to them, and Trippy Red.
Really,
and then you
know
how like they have, you know how they have their own DJ like Manny Fresh, OG Parker,
mm-hmm.
along with two other asshole names. So, like, the structure of them is similar.
They got DJ Darrell? Hey.
Yes.
I fuck with DJ Darrell. But at the same time, though, it's not that many hitters, bro. Like, Young Money at least got, all right, Young Money had at least 4 hitters off the top. And then they were signing.
But that was it.
Like, Young Money still the same. I mean, I don't know if Nicki Minaj still the same officially rapping or whatever. I heard a while back that she was like not doing the whole little rapping thing.
She
was she.
I don't know what she's doing, but
look, why? And then the whole time, they don't even got. All right, look, they got Migos. I give you that. But right, I haven't heard a Migos song, and I don't know how long. Migos got.
They came out with one. Last month.
They petty. Last month, I ain't hit. You know, Migos shit
but,
be everywhere, though.
But right now, though, they working on the culture 3.
Okay.
Yeah, they're working on the culture 3 album right now. So they in the studio. It's dropping this year.
Okay. Lil Yachty. That's my man. He just came out with some shit. If I fuck with him, he was gone for a while. It seemed like everybody on this list, except for Lil Baby, been gone and just came back. Just not coming back. City Girls, what's the new record from the City Girls, if you can name me one?
I don't know, bro. I thought one of them little...
Because I don't listen to the City Girls.
So I don't know. I don't listen to them either. I was just surprised they was on there. The most I ever listened to them was when Quality Control got their second, you know, little album. And I'm like, oh, City Girls is part of them and they rappers. Still trash.
And then Trippie Redd is signed to a label that's under them. Not signed to them,
so
signed
still,
to a label that's under them.
But technically, you know, it's like the whole Cash Money thing. People
on the I ain't going
but like,
and Cardi
but
B
like with
Cash Cardi
Money,
B in the
you had same predicament, I believe. Assigned to a label under them. But with Cash
Money,
Money was like the similar shit. Like you had Wayne, Drake and Nicki. And then who else did you really listen to? Maybe Tiger. But you
had
Tiger running
his props.
they ain't running to get no Gutter Gutter album or Mac Main album or shit like that. You know what I'm saying?
We got mixtapes on them, and they was featured on everybody else shit. We ain't gonna get a We Are QC album, are we? You think so?
You think we
gonna get a Quality Control music label? I mean, album.
Yeah, there's two albums on already.
See, look.
You know that?
Hell no. Don't talk about
three.
I'm
say,
all
the artists. There's three of them. Quality Control with 21 Savage. The other two is legit Quality Control. They got two of them. The second one, I believe, was released last year, I want to say, or maybe the year before, but I believe last year.
They got a mixtape out, G.
All these albums are mixtapes nowadays.
And it's a DJ Drama mixtape with the Migos on top, G, and Rich the Kid, G. Everybody under them, like, you really don't really know, like, from right then and there.
This was 2000.
But you knew them to the point where you knew Cash Money, you knew Young Money to the point where it was like, you knew Young Money to the point where you wanted to look into that shit, and then when another motherfucker signed to Cash Money, you wanted to know if they had Young Money. And then you got to think about it. Young Money fused with, they ain't fused, but they was in that whole, like, YMCMB shit. So if you want to go on to that YMCMB shit with DJ Kelly and all that, oh, my God. So I'm saying Young Money branched out on a whole bunch of shit.
You still got your three household names, Drake, Wayne, and Nicki. And then a bunch of motherfuckers, you like, who?
I'm going to look it up.
Like Euro, know his
music enough, but he signed to them.
Signed to Young Money or signed to
Young Money. Well, we know Cash Money was just back in the, you know, the 99, 2000, them five motherfuckers.
Yeah.
But we get that. But, like, the structure of what I was talking about more so, it wasn't more so the artist, because like Cash Money or whatever, Baby let all his artists do them. Wayne lets all his artists do them. So they're not, excuse me, they're not saying, like, hey, yo, drop this album in the next couple weeks or die, motherfucker. You know, they let him do them and then drop their own little deal, but still got to produce their shit.
All right, but look, though. I can name more people. I mean, I can actually, you know, more people that's from your Young Money than you do from the. You can look, you said Gutter Gutter, but you know Gutter Gutter.
I mean, because he was all, I'm Gutter Gutter, you know, so that was.
Yeah,
okay.
Hey, look, you know Gutter Gutter. He made an impact on your life enough for you to be like, okay, Gutter Gutter, he was on that one song. I know him. Them other niggas that's in on QC, QC, I don't know none of them people. And it's no disrespect to them. It's just I don't know them.
But you don't
look
to a lot of mainstream nowadays, though, right?
And that's what I'm saying, though. And even though, like, Young Money, I didn't listen to, like, that many back in the day. I ain't listen to that many mainstream motherfuckers anyway. But I still I knew who Corey Guns was. I knew who Cook Gutter Gutter was.
I knew
who Lil. Exactly. You know what I'm saying? No, I knew that nigga because that nigga was a little light skinned spitter. You know, you knew who Mac Mann was because that motherfucker Lil Wayne couldn't stop talking about Mac Mann. Exactly. You knew who Nicki Minaj was. You know who Reginae Carter was because that's my Lil Wayne. You talk about it. You know who Chanel was, even though you knew who Chanel was because. This, even though this bitch wasn't on every fucking song, you still knew who the fuck she was. Because I was that bitch that was trying to be. Mm-hmm. And then, hold on, what's former ex? Look, you know who Chanel West Coast was, even though I don't think she should have invested in rap.
No,
but
I heard her name, but I never knew who she was.
You ain't never seen Ridiculousness?
Oh, that's her. Yeah, see, every time I turn on her name.
See that light bulb.
I always catch it in the middle, so yeah, okay. I know she is.
Yeah, you know, you damn know who Currency is, G. DJ Khaled, Glass Malone, Jay Mills, now Kid and Lil Chucky, it's insane. Not a lot of people know who the motherfuckers is, but I mean, saying Omarion, Tiger.
Whoa, wait a minute. Omarion is a part of Wayne, the Young Money?
Omarion was signed to Young Money. He's not no more, but I'm saying like...
MMG. Oh, okay.
But I'm saying, look, though, he was signed to Young Money. And that's what I'm trying to show you. Like, all of, even though back then, you know what I'm saying, I didn't know, like, underground art, well, I didn't know that many mainstream motherfuckers. These aren't mainstream. Most of them not mainstream, but you still know who they are. For some reason or some other, bro, you still know. Their face is in the media. They're, I'm saying,
hey,
so I can make a bit, right, bro. Gutter Gutter was all in that bitch. Drake was in that motherfucker.
The old generation now. So, of course,
new generation.
We in the old generation. Now, the
but I look.
The young people know who these people are. I didn't know who some of them were. I'm like, what? But the young people know who they are.
So, I'm going to have to ask you because some of them just don't fit the bill, big fella. But shit, I'm going to get into a couple of tracks, G, and then I'm going to come back and I got something for your eyes, G.
Okay.
No more. Yeah. All right, bro.
All right.
I'm so fine, so high. Like
like you. My heart keeps chasing, cause in my mind, can I really take it? But I got dedication. These broke niggas called really racing, trying to get in the bag, the government is tracing. Smoking weed that the niggas lacing. You niggas trying to get a shell, I'm engaging. So what you really chasing? Stupid thoughts in my mind, and that is okay, that is fine. Problems, I got 99, 99. I'm humble, I'ma let you shine, but don't be crying when I'm there, cause I'ma make it mine, make it mine. You niggas wonder what I'm rooting for. I've been to war, I got the scars, now I'm coming for everyone that ever doubted me, including family. Now you bitch niggas can't see. Thought a bad bitch wouldn't see you. I make moves like a real dude. I'm too rude, they say. Why Maya got such an attitude?
Never cared.
Y'all just got me fucked up, but y'all lucked up, cause this world is real fucked up, and I need to re-up and smoke all my tree up. Today's the day that y'all need to pray before this modern day B-Day. Now I'm finna switch the flow up from the flow up. Drift the shit that rich niggas pull up. Don't come for real unless you paying my bills, showing me thrills, or buying me meals, or giving me chills. And that goes to all you dusty niggas, that's so real. That's what your niggas lacking in, sex appeal. Looking in the mirror, I just saw your next meal.
Last time, but
fighting cast iron. I fuck women as a pastime. We need cast iron. I did wrong, but this the last time. I had time. I fell off, but now that bag mine. The cash mine. Kept it close. Played the ghost. I disappeared. We back now. Had to get it out the mud. The hate be making stacks now. All my dreams feel like reality. When life feel like a dream. I spent more time in the hole than out the hole. It's hard to breathe. I lost homies. It's too hard to look at his mother in the eyes. I felt the pain when I hug her. Love, bro, know I'm a rider. What the step is, we stay humble. We don't talk to homicide. I come in and take the win home. Huh? This the last time.
Ain't nothing like the last time. The last time.
Yo, I'm going to just get right into it with it, bro. Get right into it with it, right into it with it, because I've been thinking about it. All right. So, I got two of them. And it might be stereotypical, not stereotypical, what's the word? I can't even think of the word. I'm just going to go ahead and say it. My first two is Royce da 5'9" and Eminem. You know what I'm saying? Both from Detroit.
No.
That's a horrible comparison. No. Wait. Not in sense of topics, but in sense of slow.
So you would rather give that to Royce da 5'9" and not Kendrick when it comes to flow?
I'd rather say Royce da 5'9" sounds way closer to Eminem than Kendrick Lamar. Both, all three great artists, but they got, I'm like, I'm saying, they got the same background. Both battled, you know what I'm saying? Both of them used to, you know what I'm saying, talking about people in the booth that's not there. Not saying like they talking shit or whatever, but they got that shit talking mentality. Kendrick Lamar tells more of a story. Like Eminem are talking about, like, you know what I'm saying, well, I will literally fuck you up or whatever, and that's where it's fine. Now that'll say the same shit. And then they have a weird way of starting off their shit. Like, they first bar always like, damn, what the fuck? That shit cold.
Hey, because he's a hell of a storyteller. That The Way I Am album definitely told.
Yeah.
Fuck them.
But it's a difference between... It's a difference between can do it, and that's just him. That's him. Kendrick Lamar tells stories. He tells stories with his music. Like, you know what I'm saying? Even if he's not just telling the story. I say Kendrick Lamar is way more like Boogie. Or, you know what I'm saying?
Oh,
or Jiddy.
See,
or Jiddy.
I don't even like K Boogie enough for me to make
no,
it.
No. No. Not say A. I ain't say A Boogie. Not A Boogie with the Oogie.
Oh.
No.
Okay.
It's a artist. His name is Boogie. He's signed to Shady under Eminem. And I feel like him and Kendrick Lamar have a similar, I'm saying, because I'm going to just get it out the way. I listen to artists that most people, you know what I'm saying, from the underground, like they have millions of views on YouTube, millions of streams, and they making hella money. I listen to these artists compared to all of these, all of these other motherfuckers, because I feel like, all right, Migos came out,
that
cool.
Shit all sounds
now, crazy. then everybody started sounding the same. Fuck
pretty
it.
Much.
I'm saying, here go my 2.5 G baby sounds just like the baby. The baby sound like the baby.
You're right.
He sound just like yourself on every song, but at the same time, it seemed like an alternate version of the Migos style.
The slowed down version.
Yep. If you wanted me to be very specific, it sound just like how Takeoff rap. They got the same type of bounce.
I can see that. I get that.
Because quite,
and then you know
what, I mean,
what's funny with the Migos? What's funny with the Migos? I listened the other day. I was randomly listening to some of the earlier stuff, and they did not sound like this. Their style,
not at all.
Then compared to now, was nothing like the whole mumbling type shit that they got going on.
And I feel like Quavo done branched out. He is how can I say? You know how like every now and then there's that one person that hop on all the hooks and shit? That's Quavo.
Because he harmonizes. So he reminds me of the way Dirk harmonizes shit. So like you would want Dirk on your track, you would want the Quavos on your track.
Mm-hmm. Quavo is a hook exclusive. You get Quavo on the hook, that shit on point. Nah, the
sort of like Ray Strummer.
The baby took the style, edited a little bit. It's like he took it enough so it wouldn't be plagiarism type shit. It's like when you were back in high school and this shit, and you just rephrase the sentence and shit.
Right.
Well, that's exactly what the baby did. But I ain't knocking his shit because he knocked it the fuck out. And then I don't care if all his music sound the same because it just. Like, if you seen him talk on Lil Yachty songs or whatever, I mean, it's just one continuous song. It just sounds like he's freestyling the whole fucking thing. It just sounds cold.
Pretty much. It's cold as hell. I think the baby can make hit after hit. The Migos can make hit after hit. The top tier guys is kind of hard because you listen to an album or mixtape and be like, damn, I don't like this one. With the baby, I haven't felt that. With the Migos, I definitely haven't felt that. They could just make a hit off talking about a damn trash can.
Yes. And on my second one, so my third one officially, you gonna probably say you gonna disagree, but the next time you listen to one of their songs back to back, you gonna be like, damn, they do kind of sound alike. They flow wise, not their voice, and it's Rick Ross and Young M.A. They flow.
You know, it's funny you said that. It's funny you said that because you know what it is. It's like the calm, soothing gangster shit. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, they
it's
relax.
Cold. Sort of like B.I.G. He was relaxed. And he said some questionable things, but he was a relaxed rapper to me.
Elaborate with that shit. So I'm trying to tell you, I fuck with Young M.A.
I give you that one. Young M.A.
They got the same type of little laid back flow. You know what I'm saying? But still though, for my poor one person that I can say ain't nobody like Young Dro. There's not one person in this rap game like Young Dro, bro, and I stick to that shit. I fuck with Young Dro too heavy, and I would admit if I knew.
Dro has funny punchlines. Like he'll say some shit and go back to it and you chuckle. 2 Chainz make me fucking chuckle.
Stop comparing this man to 2 Chainz, bro. It is not that. It is
even
not
how they
that.
2 Chainz dresses how he dresses. His own unique shit. Back then, Dro definitely had his own unique weird ass polo style.
Young Dro was the only nigga in the hood selling drugs with a polo on, bro.
Hey,
everybody had tank topped up. You know what I'm saying? At that time, no, I'm talking about at that time. You motherfuckers, you know what I'm saying? Everybody tank topped up, gangster thugging it out. You know what I'm saying? He came in that bitch with a polo. He wearing the same shit Kanye West was wearing, but not talking about the same shit Kanye West was talking about.
I could picture 2 Chainz selling dope in a fucking Versace shirt.
But would it be a polo, G? Would you? Because you see, you know what I'm saying? Nah. Two Chainz all glistened out in that thing, rings and that thing. Young Dro don't need all of that. He got a shirt with a polo vest on, with some cardigan shorts on, and a snapback. He was wearing snapback hats before snapbacks was cool, G. She was wearing a baseball cap, G. Young Dro was doing it, G. Young Dro was out here doing it. And his Chevy Gray like Grandpa.
Hey.
Fuck that shit, G. And his Chevy Gray like Grandpa, bro. I swear to God. And the motherfucker watching Lean On Me. G, I swear to Dro. Young Dro just be saying shit, G. Young Dro.
That's what I'm saying. 2 Chainz just be saying shit. And it'd be like, yo, that shit was cold, low key.
2 Chainz and Young Dro don't sound like me.
Man,
yeah,
they sound
like,
rap to me. It's similar, bro. It's just a funny punchline to me. It ain't even about our storytelling with whatever record. It's the punchline that they hit you with. Like, that's cold. I would never think of saying no shit like that.
Hold on, that's just a caller.
We got a caller?
Hold on, G. I think I got a caller, man. Hold on.
Okay, we got a caller, people.
How you doing, caller?
Hello?
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 Hey, what's going on?
Hello?
Hello?
How's it going?
Going good, man. What's good? What's your name, bro?
So how are you doing overall?
Great.
I'm good, man.
Do you understand all what I'm saying?
What is this?
I'm sorry, man. I have to hang up on dude. I don't know where he was trying to go with that. I'm sorry, caller, if you was trying to be legit with it. If that was a legit person or if that was a legit call, but man, it was getting weird. You wasn't responding right, so I'm trying to have to be the Ned Flanders.
Somebody to call in, like, be legit this time. I don't know how to feel about that one. That was kind of weird.
It was kind of weird, bro. Dang, kind of threw me off. Let's get back on top of what rapper do you think is one of a kind, Dan? Because I think Young Dro is. Ain't nobody else like Young Dro.
Did you listen to a lot of Young Boy, NBA Young Boy?
Yeah.
So I started listening to a lot of him, right? And a lot of his songs, he reminds me of Boosie, bro.
Boosie?
Yeah, he reminded me of Boosie. Just the way they talk about whatever the track is, the way they came up with the art of is you can see that. Just like with Boosie, he's a great storyteller, you know what I'm saying? From track to track. So you feel track 1 to 17. I kind of felt similar with that with listening to NBA Youngboy, especially with the new project. And then, you know, the vibe I got was definitely Boosie. And I'm like, man, I kind of was like, well, where's he from? I can't remember where he's from, but I thought he was from Louisiana, like Boosie and shit, but nah. But, like, that shit is similar to me. I can definitely see a lot of Boosie in he's probably like the new age Boosie, maybe. Given due time.
Hey, fuck with it. I'm saying, I really do fuck with that shit.
Yeah, I hear a lot of Boosie.
Alright. So, man, I'm gonna go ahead and go ahead with this announcement, G.
Okay.
It's more of a invitation, put it like that. So.
All right.
I want to put together an ADE collaboration mixtape, and if not, I'm saying it's I want every artist that I know to basically, for promotional purposes, pass in one song. I'm going to put it together on the mixtape, and I'm going to send it to the masses. Because, I mean, you know, everybody right now, not everybody, but most people right now stuck in the house and everything. They struggling to figure out what they want to do. They trying to figure out what system they want to buy, what they want to binge watch, whatever. But you got some people out there that just actually want to, you know what I'm saying, just listen to vibe out the music. I want to find at least, I want to say, 12 songs from artists that I know or artists that I don't know, I'm saying, to put in into this mixtape so I can, and I'll drop it. And then, I'm saying, have everybody on there, I'm saying, from probably a couple different genres. I want to sing it and everything. You know how I'm saying? Just a good song. Like, I put in a good song that you would like everybody to listen to. And I'm looking for, like, 12 to 15 songs, and I'm probably going, I want to drop it as soon as possible. So as soon as I get 15, I'm going to drop a date.
Okay, so all those listening, you got an email or something, bro, they can send it to you?
Yeah. Y'all can send it to btray3@gmail.com. btray3@gmail.com. Just send all your music there. First come, first serve, first 15, boom. And if you, your music come in after that, that's what the volume 2 is for. But I will be listening to the music. I want to start, like, a monthly thing, a monthly collaboration, they say. So it's going to be, like, 80 presents. Boom.
Okay.
And,
I'm digging that. I'm digging that, y'all.
And I want to start actually putting up the reviews that we did, like what the albums that we reviewed and everything, the mixtapes that we was reviewing.
Mm-hmm.
I want to start doing that next week. Like, we have a little section, like, after the show, and we talk about that mixtape.
And that's cool, because there's two tracks on there that we definitely need some discussion about.
Okay. All right. So that would be what I'm working on as far as that. How's the blog? How's the blog show, bro, going on?
Podcast is still. I haven't done nothing yet. I've been doing a lot of homework on different topics. I just haven't yet to drop what I wanted to yet. But you guys can definitely check out my podcast. You can find it on Apple. You can find it on Spotify. And if you download the Anchor app on iTunes, you can definitely find it there. But more so, you can find me on Spotify and Apple. I believe if you search up Dilla, D-I-L-L-A, you'll find it there, because I don't think it uses my real name. But you guys can, you know, catch me talking about various different topics. It's just my own personal view of what I feel or what I think on or whatever subject.
Okay. So, want to get into your final thoughts?
Final thoughts. Man, it is boring just sitting in the house. I don't know how anybody can do it since we've been close. So, for all those who are just in the house, get your creative juice this morning and do something creative, whether it's business-wise or financially thinking, music, you know, do it, you know, while we all got time on our hands. And just be safe out here.
Big facts. Be safe. Shit. If you cough, call off. Shit.
Hey, I like that. If you cough, call off. I like that.
It's a lot of essential businesses out here that are still essential, basically, and have to have their workers open. I work for one of those businesses, so I will be going to work tomorrow.
Me and you, bro.
Yeah, I know. be careful, though, and stop buying up all the hand sanitizers. I'm tired of going to, like, 5 different stores for hand sanitizers.
You know what? That's true. My boss actually went and bought us some hand sanitizer, so he just got a big stupid bottle so I could just refill anytime I want.
Yeah, we got it at the store too. We had it at the store too, or somebody stole it. So, I mean, look, you got to think about it like this. If you take all the hand sanitizer, that means everything around you is guaranteed to be dirty because can't nobody get hand sanitizer because you out here touching it. And you out here with
exactly.
a finite supply of hand sanitizer and don't nobody else got none, then how can they hand sanitize their hands? So you fucking up
exactly.
the masses.
Shit of love.
It's your fault.
Shit of love.
Exactly.
Hey, real quick. There's artists I think is a good matchup between the two. The Wu-Tang Clan and the ASAP Mob.
Yeah, I agree. I can agree on that.
Yeah.
I can agree on that 100%. Even though
yeah,
I don't want to,
I like
I can agree on that.
You got to. There's like no choice in that one. They go hand in hand.
But 100%, I bet you can't name six members of the ASAP Mob.
Are you crazy? You think
without
I
Googling it?
We got
yeah, because you
we got.
Can
I didn't Google
time,
it. I know these people.
Go ahead.
I know Yam,
mm-hmm.
but Yam died.
Mm-hmm.
Jay Scott,
Yam
he
don't
died.
Count.
Who don't count?
Yam don't count.
So I gotta do the live people.
Yeah. So you're
you
not gonna say all that.
Slurvy.
Uh huh.
You got mm-hmm. you got Nasty. You got Ant.
Okay.
And Eels and Don.
Okay. All right.
Hey, because you know they, some of them, they're not known, big time, but like they got bars.
Oh, I fuck with them though. Like when on the tracks, not on the individual track, but when they come out, when they
these
tracks as ASAP Mob, I fuck with them. That's my
right. Oh yeah, like those Cozy Takes 1 and 2, those went crazy. And then definitely when they did the freestyle with Funk Master Flex or Sway, one of them, they were doing those freestyles.
It wasn't Sway. It was from Master Flex when they was all in there and they was
yeah, man. Going nasty.
But shit.
I'm going to come out of retirement, bro. One of these days, I'm going to come out of retirement.
Oh, shit. Because I'm going to work more than normal. I don't have to put my mixtape on hiatus. As soon as this shit done. As long as the quarantine is done and I can get a couple more of these artists to the studio, to the booth, then we're gonna be back in action. But I know a lot of people don't have to pause their shit. I have to, Lil Cali. I don't know about Surreal. I'll check on Surreal because I know she was supposed to be dropping the mixtape. I'm gonna holler at her. As soon as I get done.
Okay.
But
all right, y'all. It's been another real one out here. Y'all be safe out here and have a great night.
Yep, I'm gonna go ahead and play us out with some more Lil Cali. You know what I'm saying?
You feel me? I'm tired of this on and off shit. You feel me? You already know how I'm fucking with you and shit, you feel me? Just tell me how you fucking with a nigga.
Girl, tell me what you wanna do. All this arguing is fussing while we fighting, baby. You been fucking with a boss, I know you like it, baby. I can tell you really love me, don't you hide it, baby. You know ain't no lying, girl. Just tell me what you wanna do. Just tell me what you want. Girl, just tell me what you want. Girl, just tell me what you want. Girl, just tell me what you want. Now I'ma keep on guessing. I know that you've been stressing these, so harass you with questions. They gon' tell you that I'm messy. Don't believe it, cause they don't wanna see you happy. Girl, can't you see it? And you know that I fucked up. You just said run that checkup. So I went and chased that cheddar, but you tried to make me mad. Fuck with him just to make me jealous, but you always call my phone, cause you know I fuck you better.
Yeah.
And you know I fuck you better.
Yeah.
I don't got a flash, cause I know I make you wetter. Make that pussy sing just like my Beretta. Let me take care of you, make that booty bigger. Yeah. Just tell me what you wanna do.
What you wanna do.
Just tell me what you wanna do.
What you wanna do.
I ain't gonna run games on you. Girl, tell me what you wanna do. All this arguing is fussing while we fighting, baby. You been fucking with a boss, I know you like it, baby. I can tell you really love me, don't you hide it, baby. You know ain't no lying, girl. Just tell me what you wanna do. Just tell me what you want. Girl, just tell me what you want. Girl, just tell me what you want. Girl, just tell me what you want. That's gon' ride for me, gon' die for me, never lie to me, you raw. Hit the block for me, gon' rob for me, brother, that's some girl, don't talk. Get mad with me, get sad for me, sit down, baby, let's talk. Never speak to me, this shit freak to me, I'm beating up your walls. Let's take you to the mall, I'll let you spend it on. Girl, you know that I'm a ball, I don't care about the cost. Yeah, yeah.
And so you already know how I'm fucking with you, you feel me? I told you as I love you and I meant that shit.
Tell me what you wanna do. Just tell me what you wanna do. Girl, tell me what you wanna do. All this arguing is fussing while we fighting, baby. You been fucking with a boss, I know you like it, baby. I can tell you really love me, don't you hide it, baby. You know ain't no lying, girl. Just tell me what you wanna do. Just tell me what you want. Girl, just tell me what you want. Girl, just tell me what you want.